Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and in this episode of our one-on-one college football preview series, we head out to the main line to take a look at the Villanova Wildcats. Wildcats went 10-3 in 2021, winning the Colonial Athletic Association title, advancing to the quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs, and expectations high for the Wildcats here in 2022. Caught up with head coach Mark Ferrante to talk about his group. So to start, as we're talking here, I know you're into game week mode now, but summer camp training, how'd it go? Everybody, did you come out of the preseason where you wanted to be?
Yeah, everything went pretty well. You know, obviously you carried over from spring practice, and then the guys get here in summer. The whole team was here for roughly the month of July with strength coach Mike Tucker and his staff. So we felt that went well. And then I believe it was August 3rd was our report day, and, you know, got into the practices and got a lot of guys, a lot of good work. We have some, you know, good returners in some positions and some other variables in others. And we think we had a good camp, came out fairly healthy, and we'll have to wait and see what the end result is when we get to game day on Friday.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and did you get the answer you wanted?
You know, I don't think we'll have all the answers or the answers we're really looking for until we get into live games, to be honest. But, you know, the biggest area that probably is questionable due to graduation and people exhausting their eligibility and so on would be the linebacker level. We have a lot of guys that are going to be new faces at that level, whether it be our guys that have been in their program for 1, 2, or 3 years or some of the grad transfers we brought in. So that'll be a question mark. But it does seem as though we have some really good depth there now, based on some of the guys that, you know, I was just referencing. And then, you know, Connor Watkins being our quarterback, we got to see him. He's been in some games. He's a first-year starter, but a senior in the classroom. So he's been within the program, within the system for 3 years, backing up Danny Smith. So, you know, the quarterback position is always, when you have a first-year starter, is always going to be the question mark. But we're excited to see what Connor can do, you know, getting the starting nod here against Lehigh.
Kind of give us a scout for people that aren't familiar with Connor's game. What does he bring to the table?
Connor is a big athlete with a big arm who is smart. And like I said, it's been with the program for 3 years. So he has been working with Coach Bowden for 3 years. So he knows the offense. Now it's just a matter of going out and executing the offense on a week-to-week and consistent basis. But three-sport athlete in high school, football, basketball, baseball. He's a big size guy. He's probably pushing 6'3", close to it, 215-plus pounds. And he's a good athlete, and he has a really strong arm. So, you know, he throws a really good deep ball. He throws the, you know, hash to field out. You know, he can do those things. Needs to probably work on a little touch, you know, maybe a little touch in the short passing game. But Connor's a guy that we're excited about. And like I said, I know he's anxious to get his first season as the so-called starter.
When you look at the roster with camp now in the books as you head for week one, where do you see the strengths right now? Maybe an overall talent and experience, and but also kind of plugging depth in there as well.
Right. When you look at it on paper, we have 7 or 8 returning starters, right, on offense and only 3 on defense. But when you look at guys that have been on the field, we have 61 returning lettermen that have played significant snaps in games. So if you look at how we finished last year, if you look at offense, you have four of the starting five linemen back. You have our top three wide receivers back with added depth underneath them. But Hayek, Pringle, and Boykin were the three leading receivers last year statistically, and they're all back. Three of our top four running backs are back. They've been playing since 2019. Covington's the only one who's graduated, but you have Jackson, TD, Ayodhara Jaiye, and D. Will Barley. They've been playing since 2019. They're all back. And then at tight end, you have Charlie Gilroy, who played a number of snaps last year. Todd Summers did graduate. So one of your top returning tight ends are back. So on offense, we have a lot of returning players with a lot of game experience. Again, Connor, the quarterback, being the one with the least amount of significant snaps on the field. And then you go to defense. You got at least four of your rotational six D linemen back. Linebacker, I already talked about. We have some youth there with Brendan Bell, Timmy Ferguson, and Shane Hartzell as the guys who've been in the program that are going to be playing for us on Friday. But then you also have Danny D'Amico from Albany. You have Antonio Montero from Rice, and you have Daniel Abraham from Harvard. Those are three grad transfers that we felt we needed to add at the linebacker core. So that gives us really good depth there with guys that have played at the FCS or higher level. And then all of our safeties are back. You got Goodman, you got Potter, you got Glover, you got all those guys back there in the back end. And then the corners, you know, you had Benford and Denzel Williams were our cornerbacks. Denzel got into the camp with the Ravens. Benford's doing a really nice job up there with the Bills. So the other question mark, other than quarterback, I guess when you look on the defensive side of the ball, is the linebacker level, and then corner, who's going to be the cornerbacks. We have some guys that are doing a nice job there. Kayshawn Shelters has played some significant snaps there. He's back. We have Christian Sapp, who we moved from safety to corner. And then you have Tyrell Mims and John Rodan and some of those guys competing for that position as well. So we feel we have some decent depth. The grad transfers added some depth in the kicking game. Matt Mercurial came over from San Jose to handle our placement kicks. Will Bartell right now is going to be our punter, with Nate Fondacaro not being able to go this opening game. So we feel pretty good about some of the guys we've added to the program through the portal and grad transfer guys as far as experience that they've had in their previous places. But that kind of gives you a feel for where we are on both sides of the ball from a depth perspective.
In the calendar year 2021, you guys played a lot of games because the season was moved to the spring, and then you guys had a great fall and you go into the playoffs and play a couple of games there. Did that, all that football, I know these are young kids and this is what they're for, but did you tweak anything in the spring to back off a little bit just because there was so much game action in the previous 9-10 months, or did you just kind of go with normal, what you would normally do?
Well, we approached the spring, because we didn't play in the fall of 2020, with the thought process of playing more guys and getting some game experience. So Connor played in some of those games, which I think hopefully will help him moving forward this year. Ethan Potter, some of the guys that were freshmen in the fall of 2020, they had opportunities to play a lot more football in the spring than a normal 15 practice spring schedule. So Ethan Potter and Temi Ajiro-Tutu and a lot of those guys that are now entering their junior year, who had really good sophomore years for us. And I think the reason they had good falls in 2021, we got some of those guys some really good snaps in significant games in that spring season you referenced. So I think that did help. From spring moving into the fall. And now, you know, obviously it's a whole new ball game now. We're starting from scratch with, you know, we had our spring practice, we had our summer training, and now we're, hoping we can get those guys out there with some significant experience and have another successful fall season.
You'll open with Lehigh on Friday. I'm curious, the first game or two, you obviously will game plan and stuff like that, but is it more about your group and what you do and less about the opponent until you kind of get a good feel for where your group is?
It's funny you bring that up, because that's kind of our mentality anyway. I actually made that comment to the guys the other day. It's not about who we're playing, but it's about how we're playing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially in the first game, you know, when you really are going off of last year's film, and regardless of how many starters anyone has back, each year is going to be a new challenge, and there's going to be some differences. Even if you had all 22 starters back from a year ago, which no one really does ever, it's always going to be different. There's going to be a different vibe, a different feel, and all that stuff. So we always try to focus on our execution, especially in those early games. You know, you want to be fundamentally sound. You want to just be assignment correct. You want to minimize the mental mistakes. There's going to be mistakes, but you want to minimize mental mistakes. You want to hang on to the ball. And usually in these early games, it's the team that, you know, makes the fewest mistakes a lot of times that comes out on top. You know, hang on to the football, create some turnovers on defense. As I mentioned, you know, be assignment and alignment correct, and play good base fundamental deep, tackle well, you know, those types of things that, you know, we're always looking for. So even though, you know, we're playing an opponent that we have played in the past, you're still not sure what they are or what they're going to be this fall until you, you know, face them. So that's always been our approach, Matt. We try to go one week at a time, one game at a time, try not to look too far in advance. And, you know, let's just go out there and try to execute what we're trying to execute in a consistent fashion. And hopefully things work out for the better when you do it that way.
That will do it for this one-on-one college football preview, our look at the Villanova Wildcats. Thanks to head coach Mark Ferrante for taking the time to talk. That opener for Villanova Friday night, September 2nd against Lehigh, 6 o'clock kickoff. And here's an amazing stat. This will be the first time since 2004 that Villanova opens a college football season at home. You can follow one-on-one on Twitter at one-on-one-pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.